Hello and welcome to magazine.t4l. This is issue 28, term 2, 2024. And this is the podcasting edition, the ultimate guide to podcasting in your school. And our cover image is of a classroom teacher using the podcasting kit in the classroom with some students. And this is a New South Wales government publication. Moving over to page 2, and at the top we have our welcome from Linda Lazenby, the Director for Digital Teaching and Learning. Podcasting plays a big part in our schools today, and it will only continue to grow. Whether you're starting out for the first time or building on the success of an existing podcast in your school, the videos, tips, and tools outlined in this edition will have you working with students with confidence. We would love you to drop us a link to your podcast when it's published or share your stories of the journey with us. To the right of our welcome message is a subheading, Book a STEM.T4L Podcasting Kit. The brand new kits are available to book from Term 2 2024. But of course you don't have to have a kit to explore the resources in this issue. Our next subheading, titled What's Inside, where we're showing you what's in this latest edition. First up, on pages 4 and 5, we have step-by-step videos to take you through from start to finish. On pages 6 to 7, read about the success stories of other schools and listen to their pods. And on page number 8, learning resources and teacher tips from the classroom. On the bottom of page 2, titled About Magazine.t4l. This magazine is produced by Technology for Learning at the Information Technology Directorate with the New South Wales Department of Education. This magazine is created on the lands of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. Our editorial director is Linda Lazenby, our editor, Yvette Pashoglian, our designer, Aditi Verma, and our contributor, Megan Anderson. And in the bottom right corner, we have a graphic showing you the top EDU podcast playlist. Number 1 is the virtual staff room. Number 2 is New South Wales DOE Literacy and Numeracy. Number 3 is Teachcast. And number 4 is Reinvent the Classroom. And we would just like to extend our thanks to the teachers and students of Exeter Public School who appear in this issue, and big thanks to Christy Hutt for being our cover star. Page number 3, titled Why Podcast. And this is accompanied with a smiling Exeter student peeking into one of our podcast microphones. Podcasting as a learning platform supports creativity and collaboration across all areas of the curriculum. Embedded in the process are the writing, drafting, and planning skills required from students, melded with the technical skills required, such as voice and sound production, and mixing skills. Students then take the next step by publishing and promoting their podcasts, developing their real-world skills. Now, we have some text boxes with some different titles, so we'll run you through. First up is adaptable to all curriculum areas. Podcasting can be used across key learning areas to demonstrate understanding by students, or can focus on a more broader area such as well-being. They are an effective assessment tool. Many elements of the podcasting process are effective assessment points, as well as the outcome itself. Students can demonstrate a range of skills such as planning, collaboration, drafting, writing, and production. It builds digital literacy skills. Podcasting is a currency for real-life digital literacy skills. Demanding creativity as well as technical skills in production and promotion that supports rich digital learning. It develops real-world professional and technical skill. Podcasting is on the rise and will continue to grow and develop in different ways. Students will be across these trends as both consumers and producers. It also supports student voice. Students can advocate on areas of interest in their school or in their greater community. It also provides a platform for community outreach. Podcasting can bring communities together through joint projects to build a greater community cohesion. They're also great for passion projects, as students can pursue their passions and research, prepare and speak on matters close to their hearts. And finally, it can unlock creativity. Podcasting employs a range of skills: technical, vocal, audio, and even computational thinking. And at the bottom of page 3, have you seen the complimentary T4L Kids issue all about podcasting? And here we have a graphic of that issue. So make sure to check it out. All right, we're on to page number 4 now, and this one is titled Watch These Step-by-Step Guides to Podcasting. Watch these videos with your class to get you on the path to podcasting. Number 1. Now, this one is titled What's in the Box? Introducing the Podcasting Kit. Explore the STEM.T4L Podcasting Kit and its role in enhancing students' communication skills, digital literacy, creativity, and confidence. The kit includes 16 Chromebooks, 16 microphones, a Rodecaster Pro 2, and accessories for individual or studio podcasting. And click the link below to check out the video, and this one goes for 3 minutes and 58 seconds. Our next video is titled Microphone Setup and Features. Now, this video discusses the professional microphones included in the kit and provides a step-by-step guide on setting up the microphone. Again, click here to check out this video, and this one goes for 3 minutes and 1 second. Next is number 3, and this one is titled Good Microphone Technique. Learn how to achieve high quality audio when using the microphone. The video covers microphone setup, speaking techniques, the use of a pop filter, and handling precautions during recording to ensure high quality podcast content. This one goes for 3 minutes and 8 seconds. And just breaking up here, so we've got a pro tip. Now, this pro tip is from Samantha Turnbull, and she is at ABC Podcast Producer for Kids. We're very lucky at ABC Kids to listen to have such great studios, equipment, and software that helps us create high-quality podcasts. But you can create podcasts with nothing but a computer, smartphone, or tablet. Now, after that pro tip, we're on to video number 4, titled Chromebooks and Wii Video Editing for Teachers. Now, this video demonstrates how teachers can obtain a Wii Video license, create classes, and add their students. Now, again, we have the link to the video, and this one goes for 2 minutes and 53 seconds. Number 5 is Chromebooks and Wii Video Editing for Students. Now, this instructional video shows students the step-by-step process of recording, editing, and exporting a podcast using the Wii Video software. Now, this one, again, video down below, and it goes for 2 minutes and 53 seconds. Taking us to number 6, titled Studio Podcasting Setup. This video explains the process of setting up a studio podcast using the Rodecaster Pro 2, allowing up to 4 microphones simultaneously. And here is the link, and 4 minutes and 46 seconds. And number 7, Rodecaster Tips and Tricks, delving into the professional controls of the Rodecaster Pro 2. This video explores sliding faders, listen and mute buttons, virtual faders, and the show library. This video also explores Bluetooth connectivity, managing saved recordings, and troubleshooting for an optimal podcasting experience. Click here to check out the video, and this one goes for 5 minutes and 22 seconds. Bottom of page 5, and did you know? The figures are in, and they are staggering. 43% of Australians aged 12 plus have listened to a podcast in the past month. 33% have listened to a podcast in the last week. Weekly listening among Australians is now higher than the US. 1 in 10 Australians are 12 plus listen to podcasts daily. And this source is from the Podcast Consumer Report from 2023. Page number 6 now. The Sweet Sound of Success. Exeter Public School. Podcasting is taking off in leaps and bounds at Exeter Primary School outside of Sydney, thanks to teacher Christy Hutt and her dynamic student podcasters. Together, they've created a school podcast named The Bell, a nod to the school's beloved original bell and its symbolic power of teaching and learning excellence. The student-led podcast features interviews with special guests, including other podcasters, competitions, and even secret sounds. It's fun and fresh and very entertaining. Christy can see the tangible benefits of podcasting in her classroom. Podcasting has proven to be an excellent medium for our students to practice writing and public speaking in a meaningful context, she says. We've witnessed a significant boost in their confidence when it comes to public speaking, which has positively impacted their participation in debating and speaking competitions. Our students have also taken to writing podcast scripts in their own time, which is great to see. Christy admits she thrives on experimenting with new technologies. My students know I never shy away from a technological challenge. It's an attitude I always try to instill in them, she says. Her best piece of advice for schools embarking on the podcasting journey is to give it a go. While it might seem a bit daunting at first, the podcasting kit is actually very user-friendly. I recommend exposing students to a variety of podcasts so they can grasp different formats and have fun with it. Exeter is taking podcasting to the next level this year. Right now, we're focused on expanding our podcast within the school and ensuring that it is embedded practice school-wide. We recently purchased a set of microphones, the same as those found in the STEM.T4L kit, so that we can have our students take them out into the wild. This will be perfect for our students to commentate at school events like athletics carnivals, cross country, and even our Exeter Hat Parade that is coming up. We are so excited to showcase the vibrant spirit of our school community on our podcast. All across this page, we have some wonderful images of Mrs. Hutt and the students at Exeter. Here we have one with her behind the scenes helping two students. And we have the Bell promo poster from Exeter Public School and a link to listen to the Bell here. And we have a student podcasters. They love making the Bell. And we have one of the students holding up their podcast sign. And lastly, hear from the Exeter students in the T4L Kids podcasting issue. Moving on over to page number 7 now. And our title, Hilltop Road Public School. Home of the amazing H-Pop studio and mascot Howie, the students and staff at Hilltop Road are absolutely smashing it in the studio. Bursting with creativity, hip-hop, beat-making, and more. Students are creating everything from music to slam poetry and uploading their rhythms and rhymes for the community to listen to. The incredible program connects students with their community, and podcasting starts from kindergarten. Older students are working on radio skills right through from presenting and crew work to editing and production. Hilltop Road Public School's podcasting and beat-making studio combines creativity with professional skill development, making their students ready for the real world of sound production. Click here to learn more about Hilltop Road's podcasting on Viva Hotspots, episode 119. And we have Berry Public School. The Berry Way podcast began in 2002 as a way for students to connect with their wider school community. Students worked to gather vox pops from fellow students and teachers, featuring a principal's report and engaging school stories and updates, hosted by the school student leadership team. The Berry Way podcast features great production values and an authentic student voice. Click here and get inspired and listen to the Berry Way podcast here. And that takes us to page 8, our final page where we finish with our teacher tips. This issue is digital learning advisor Megan Anderson, and she shares her experience of podcasting in the classroom and at home. First up is engaging content. Before you start, think about what your students are going to talk about. Is your goal oral communication, writing, or a specific topic? Depending on your lesson outcome, you could provide students with the option to choose their own topics or incorporate the podcast into the lesson to reinforce prior content. Next up is planning. The key to students' recordings running smoothly is good planning. Encourage your students to plan for their podcast just as they would for writing a text. Some students lack a script, which can come from a piece of writing that students have already created. Some students can expand on dot points naturally and easily. Perhaps you could give students time to test out which technique will suit them best. Next up is sound quality. Acknowledge the noises in the classroom. How can you minimize background sound for your students? Can you send students to an outside space? Could this be a rotation activity where students use quiet neighboring spaces to record? What soft furnishings could you add to your space to absorb sounds? Click here for the Listen app for schools is a New South Wales DOE app available on iPad or Mac that assesses the acoustic properties of your classroom. It has many more benefits than the ability to create quality podcasts. And lastly is copyright. Now, it's important to educate yourself and your students on copyright guidelines. When you can, it is best for students to use their own work or the files available within software they are using, such as WeVideo or Canva. Feel free to use Creative Commons audio files, but make sure you attribute your source and the author. Got more questions? Head over to Smart Copying. And podcasting resources for your classroom. The stem.t4l Learning Library has classroom podcast resources to use right now. Don't forget to explore logo design and podcast promotion in T4L Kids. Have you recorded a Welcome to Country or an Acknowledgement of Country for your podcast? And read our podcasting publishing advice for teachers on creating discoverable public podcasts. And that is it. We are finished. That is issue 28 of magazine.t4l. I hope you enjoyed this podcasting edition and you find it useful in your classroom. I'm Jacob Druce. Ciao for now.